panoply, panorama, panpipe, pansy, aha, pansexual, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. Sound interesting? Then join Sally on Sundays at noon for Out of the Pan. All those gender questions making you think too hard? Whether it's transgender, bisexual, polyamorous or beyond, we'll throw those questions into the pan and cook up the answers for you. So go on, push that gender envelope, only on 3CR 855am digital and 3cr.org.au.3CR 855am, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally, first broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon, currently Australian Eastern Standard Time, only about 6 or 7 weeks until I can say daylight savings time, although I did feel a little bit warmer yesterday because it's Melbourne, Nam, and it's climate diverse. It's also very diverse in that this big island and all the smaller islands around have First Nations people on them, and we acknowledge that I am broadcasting from the lands of the Kulin Nations and pay respects to elders past, present and emerging. Hello to Aboriginal, Torres Strait Islander, First Nations people, wherever and however you are listening in from and to wit, and we acknowledge that all the lands were stolen and never ceded. And it always was, always will be Aboriginal land. And last night was the National Indigenous Music Awards. Hope there was lots of good music there. I'm sure there was. Have to check into the relevant programs on 3CR to find out what happened. But this show is Out of the Pan, a show covering pansexual issues, knowing no boundaries of sex or gender. I'm Sally Goldner. I'm your host for the hour. I use the pronouns she and her, and welcome to listeners of all genders, including, but not limited to, ladies and gentlemen. And I took a week off last week, which I'll come to in a second, and I'll tell you why we opened up with the opening track in a second as well. But if you want to get in touch with this show, there are lots of means of communication to do just that. You can email outofthepan855@gmail.com. You can SMS 61456751215. You can look for at Sal Gold Said So, and that's the bottom line, on Twitter, Mastodon, Blue Sky, and Instagram. And look for posts on Facebook on my page, Sally Goldner AM, and on Out of the Pan, 3CR 855 AM Melbourne. You can send postal stuff. Yes, we do it all. We're era diverse, communications diverse, the whole kit and caboodle. You can send that to PO Box 1277, Collingwood 3066. Any opinions I express on this show are strictly my own. I will do content warnings for today because there's going to be mentions of queer phobia, particularly interphobia, that is prejudice and discrimination against people with variation of sex characteristics. So if needed, I'll give you the numbers now. They are QLife, including Switchboard in Victoria and Tasmania, 1800 184 527, and Rainbow Door on 1800 729 367, and you can SMS Rainbow Door 0480 017 246. And yes, opened up today with Cold Chisel and No Census. Well, for some, or not complete census, because I do want to talk about that. But yes, did take a week off last week, so I want to cover a few of the messages received from Roving Reporter while I was running the repeat program with the conversation with Sam Dengate. Roving had some thoughts, questions, and queries. We do love those on this show. Yes, I did listen to your blokey radio suggestion, a bit of fun, but I'm sure well-meaning sounded like a reasonable thing. But yes, a bit of that, I'm blokey bloke number one. although it says me today opening up with chisels because we had to. And good bit of fun. You also had some thoughts about Kylie and Madonna performing together on stage and Amsterdam Pride. Wow. Wouldn't it be good to go to Pride in a place like Amsterdam, which is pretty well known, the Netherlands overall, as far as I'm aware, still one of the leading countries in the world for LGBTIQA+ people, which is a good place to be. And yes, you could have some strong lemonade there or something, according to rumours. Be careful, too much sugar is dangerous. But yeah, Kylie and Madonna together on stage, wow, now that's, dare I say, tongue-in-cheek, with warm and gentle humour. That is Icon City, and imagine there'd be drag performers sort of almost passing out at that one. That sounds like some good queer fun, which we need. And in line with the discussion on what we can do to chill out a bit, which Sam Dengate and I discussed originally, that show broadcast back in the week of Trans Day of Visibility, and as part of our Trans Day of Audibility broadcast, which you can check out on 3CR's website. Roving Reporter suggested to chill out, you should have yogurt. I like mine with the mango flavour. Oh, yoga. Yes, well, you can have both, I suppose. Not too much sugar. Seriously, all great stuff. But, these are good things to do, to chill out. We need it at the moment. It's a bit weird in the world, without question. And certainly, well, this week you might need all the calming things you can get, because the census form has hit my doorstep during the week. Someone pressed the security buzzer, and there was one literally on my doorstep. No, it wasn't another sheriff's notice or anything, or summons or anything like that. We've got to fill it out on Tuesday night, or based on where you were Tuesday night, if you can't do it that night, if you're working or other things on. And I think, it's certainly worth the discussion from the perspective of LGBTIQA+ people. And so I want to get to that in the next segment, without question, because there's certainly, ironically, quote, a Liberal Party election campaign theme, I think from 1990, there are questions that have to be answered. But there's not only the ones you've got to answer on the census, you've also got to answer some, there are questions as to why some aren't there and why they're not there for everyone, which I want to have a chat about on today's show, along with lots of other things. So we will do that in just a second. In the meantime, why and why not? The inevitable questions to talk about the whys and why nots. Here's a beautiful track from Annie Lennox. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally.
This is Out of the Pan thanks Go Kindly for their sponsorship of this program. Go Kindly creates high-quality, locally-made bedding, donating 50% of profits to support women and gender-diverse people experiencing housing stress. Check out gokindly.com.au and take their pillow quiz.
What we're dealing with here is a total lack of respect for the law.
Tune in to Done by Law.
An informal and irreverent look at the law. Critical insights and analysis from diverse community perspectives.
Done by Law. 6 p.m. Tuesdays.
That is on 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR digital, 3CR.org.au, 3CR on demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. Just and Done by Law, Out of the Pan, two of over 100 fantastic programs every week on amazing community radio, now into our second half century. Goodness me. Prior to the messages, we did hear from Annie Lennox and why, the perennial question. And I wish I knew the answers. Roving reporter has messaged in, roving around as usual, somewhere in the, presumably, I suppose, father, in the suburbs of Melbourne, who says, glad you're back. Yes, good to be back. Just always nice to have a little breather. I took my annual leave and got 17.5% loading on top of what I usually get paid to volunteer to do the program. Boom, boom, someone's got to keep those old jokes going. But on a serious note, yes, there's certainly been events of the last couple of weeks in Victorian politics of relevance. We have a new openly gay state MP. Well, I think he's been there a little while, but most importantly, a quality portfolio now held by Steve Demopoulos. And is this a great appointment and will it save the ALP from election defeat? Look, I've pretty much only heard good things of Steve, so that sounds like, oh, it sounds like a winner to me, but wow, you're asking me to be the new Anthony Green. I'm not going to be bold enough to do that in a squillion years and predict election results. Look, I honestly don't know how this election's going to go. I mean, I'm trying to use the head, not the heart. I think, you know, it wouldn't be rocket science to work out where my heart would want this election to go. I don't think it's as predictable as some would make out, would be one thing I would say, roving. You know, I think that, you know, it's all very well to have opinion polls that say X percent, but it's going to come down to a seat by seat, and that's why I think it's a bit unpredictable. Now, that's not to say anything positive or negative about any particular party. It's really going to come down to, as I say, where the votes are. The upper house, the Legislative Council, given the couple of things there, well, the electoral system is whereby we elect, a number of multi-member electorates, and that's where things are going to get interesting. How will those seats spread out and who will have the numbers in that house. I think that, you know, look, for right or for wrong, the perception, and we all know that phrase, perception is reality, that Jacinta Allen was, sort of not resonating with voters, to keep it polite, so they changed. And Ben Carroll seems to be doing his best to clean up the past. There will be a Royal Commission into the relevant aspects of building and building unions, etc. So that might help. Is it too late? Has the hole in the Titanic become too big? Who knows? And who knows who will win? I mean, are the Liberals, perceived, and it's again, it's perception, as ready to govern? And is Victoria really wanting one nation? I don't really know. And look, we've seen opinion polls be way off. Remember 2019 and 2022 federal elections. No one predicted that. And even 2025. No one predicted the huge federal Labor majority. So I really don't know, and certainly not at this stage. At a minimum, I think I'll go on the cautious side. It, you know, could save the ALP from, you know, as they say, save the furniture in politics, even if you can't stop the house flooding, so to speak. But it should be remembered that in 2022, the ALP did get a huge majority off the back of Daniel Andrews. And again, not going to make comments out of either way, but it seemed the perception was that people thought he did the right thing for Victoria during the pandemic and voted the ALP back in with a larger majority. So flip a non-binary coin, Roving. I honestly don't know the answer to that one. Steve Demopoulos, as reported in Star Observer by the wonderful Chloe Sargent, a great writer who gets around beyond the Rainbow Press and sometimes does mainstream press, really does good work. And he's Demopoulos married to husband John Cardona. At 12:23 and about 10 seconds, not related to Matt Cardona, wrestler also known as Zack Ryder. I'm sorry, I had to get it out of the way. There it is. It was established by the Andrews government in 2014 and still the first minister for LGBTIQA+ equality. As I say, really interesting to see what happens. Look, I do not for a second claim to be a Victorian political analyst, parliamentary reporter, that sort of thing. Sally Harvey, Spring Street, nothing like that. He's represented the southeastern seat of Oakley after being mayor of Monash, grew up in Hughesdale, a small suburb in the southeast of Melbourne/Narm. We'll see. And as I say, I've only heard good reports of him. Let's hope that good things can, happen with Steve Demopoulos. I would certainly welcome that. All right. Now to the topic of the day, because on Tuesday night, we all have to fill out the form, as they used to say, because it is census time and of huge relevance to the Rainbow communities is inclusion in the census for some. And this is where I am a grumpy panda, because we've really only scored roughly, in my opinion, 2 out of 6, so to speak. What do I mean by that? People over 16 will be able to disclose their sexual orientation and gender identity. That is incredibly welcome. It will give us that information. We'll find out exactly where people live. Will we get exact numbers? I mean, let's look at something. There will be, and I'll just start with I'll call it in simple terms, the adult age bracket. Some people might not be willing to disclose, still living in the proverbial in stealth or in hiding. Some people might be afraid to for whatever reason. But I think that the privacy concerns are being reasonably well addressed. And if you are someone, in a shared household, and you want to get your own particular form, you can do that. So I think that's incredibly welcome. And the questions on sex and gender from a trans and gender diverse perspective are good. But, with apologies to Meatloaf, 2 out of 6 is bad, because for anyone under 16, they cannot disclose sexual orientation and gender identity. Gee, I wonder if someone was worried about fundamentalist Christians. Influencing the government. Oh, no, we can't be influencing the children. Who's looking after the children? Well, we won't be in this country for another 5 years if we don't count sexual orientation and gender identity of children. And I just think it was really poor that that was left out. But even poorer, in my opinion, is what's happened with people with variation of sex characteristics not included at all. And this is what I really wanted to focus on. I will say I've heard differing opinions on why it didn't happen. I've heard some statistical type, so they couldn't get a question that would be answered, we'll say, without significant variation, a statistical variation because of the wording. Now, I am a person who is endo, E-N-D-O sex. As far as I know, my sex characteristics fitted expectations for male and female at birth. And I'm just, I'm going to do my best to be an ally. But looking at the website for interaction, the national body for health and human rights in Australia for for people with variation of sex characteristics, and I'm just trying to get to the exact page now to get the definition that they use for intersex. They have used in one part of their website said that people knowing they were born with variation of sex characteristics, that's really important. And so and I think that the critical factor is born. Now, no one should have to prove themselves. We don't ask endosex people to prove themselves. We don't ask people whose gender identity fits societal expectations. I'm being very quick and dirty there with my definition for gender identity. And we don't ask cisgender people to prove themselves. We don't ask heterosexual people to prove themselves. But the thing is, people with variation of sex characteristics know they're there. Your, chromosomes and genes obviously are there from birth. And if you therefore have an identifiable variation of sex characteristics, whether genetic, chromosomal, or whether it was visible bodily variation, it's intersex. So I don't understand why it was so hard to get the right definition. Now, I know that in the past there have been some people who, and I'm wanting to be careful here, who many people might put under trans but also endosex, who have said, no, my being trans is a variation of sex characteristics. Now, I respect the right to that opinion, but, it hasn't unfortunately been proven, as much as I hate that, as yet, and you don't know you're born with it. We most likely are. We don't become trans any more than we suddenly become, in terms of sexual orientation, gay, lesbian, or bisexual. But I think a definition that says something like a known, born with a known variation of sex characteristics could have worked. And therefore, I can't buy into the statistical variation thing. The other allegation I've heard is that there was the proverbial captain's call by Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. And I don't think that's good enough either. I have heard repeatedly that Anthony Albanese, I've heard from, I'm going to say, at least two sources, that Albanese stopped learning about the rainbow communities around 2003, and from very conservative people who sort of didn't really go past gay and lesbian, which is why many people believe at times groups like trans and intersex, and to some extent bi plus and ace, have been ignored by the Prime Minister. And I don't think that's good enough that it came down to him. Now, the thing is, you could say, well, there's a saying, what can you do about the things that are in your control? Well, I am quite confident that people with variation of sex characteristics, including obviously people from interaction, would have advocated very, very hard for intersex inclusion. We know they did. So what broke down? Is there a problem with our lobbying? Do we not only have a very few limited people from rainbow communities who are getting access to key people in government and public sector? Are we having, endosex people trying to do the definition? I don't know that, the answers to that. Maybe we'll find out some more as time goes on. But I think I can want to say most of all, I totally affirm the absolute disappointment, sadness, frustration and other feelings of people with variation of sex characteristics that they're not being counted in the census. It is really quite disconcerting that that is the case and not good enough, and there's a breakdown somewhere between people with variation of sex characteristics and their good advocacy, which I honestly say people with variation of sex characteristics do very, very well, and the fact that this information is not getting up to the top levels of national government. And when you look at the advances that have been made by people with variation of sex characteristics, such as the ACT laws of 2023 and the Victorian ones of this year, you can get through to government, and it can happen that those two states and territories, and we've got six more to go, where intersex is being viewed somewhat favourably. Well, as they say, Houston, we have a problem. How we solve it, I don't know, but I'd love to find out if there are people in the know with variation of sex characteristics. Love to hear from you. And complimenting some good community radio, the program The Eye in Us, which covers intersex issues on Joy 94.9. Maybe they have the answers if they're out there listening. Who knows? All right, so there's my rant about the census. What do you think? Does it make any sense? And a couple more messages in from Roving Reporter, coming back to the situation at the Victorian electoral level. Roving has made a bet, hope it's responsible, please, that the Victorian representative of One Nation would come out of the far eastern suburbs about Narre Warren with Warren Pickering, who is the lead candidate for One Nation in the state election. And look, that's probably right. There is a tendency for some of those eastern suburbs to be conservative. One of the wonderful people, allies to our community, Matt Glover, found this out when, as a then Baptist minister in the early 2010s, he advocated for marriage equality and got kicked out of his church. But what he has done for our community since as a councillor, and also as a councillor specialising in forest therapy. I must get him in one day to have a chat about that, even though it's not specifically queer, but we'll work out a way to do it, is quite wonderful. So sometimes good can come out of bad. And Roving has sent out good vibes to Ren Trumath, who guested on Out of the Pan right at the end of last year, who is in Casey and will have a fight on her hands with One Nation and their extreme rhetoric against the trans community. Wow, I think I might have to get Ren in before we the election is officially called and we go into electoral period to have a chat with them. I might have to get them back on. Wowsy doozies. I think it will be nasty. And look, we know the sort of rhetoric that One Nation uses and their refusal to remotely answer fair questions on anything sensibly at times. Yeah, and I think we do need to brace ourselves. And I do have to say, and I will say content note here, that anecdotally in the last 2 months or so, there has been an increase in anti-trans rhetoric since a certain event happened in mid-June. And that is not acceptable. All right, let's roll out some more music. And right now, I'm going to have a track from Eric Johnson, who's going to let his guitar rip from the Via Musicom album, Highlandrons. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au, 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. The highlands of the sky. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, and 3CR On Demand, Out of the Pan with Sally. First broadcasting noon through one every Sunday afternoon. Thanks for your company. 3CR, covering all sorts of music, and there's some rock and roll and stuff with, well, blues, guitar, wizardry, call it whatever you like. It's just damn good. And that is Eric Johnson from the album Ah Via Musicom, and an album that was released some time ago now from Eric, and not sure which year though. Not about 1991 perhaps, or a bit earlier. 1990, there we go. And Highlandrons, he can just let that guitar rip. You know, sometimes people say, you know, if you could magically be granted a superpower, what would you love to do? I have to admit, mine would be, I'd just love to be able to play guitar really well. One of these days I'll get back to it. I did start learning some years ago, but we will, who knows, one day, never know. Another message in from roving reporter. Narry Warren was referred to as Trump land by The Age more than 6 years ago too, and as the deplorables. Ooh. I hope it's okay in those parts. Yeah, and I'll have to make, as I say, a note to get Ren in again, to have a chat with Ren about the standing. That's a bold move. I mean, you know, in one sense, it's, you know, it's an interesting one. I suppose it leads to an interesting topic. You know, I find it nowadays virtually impossible to have a remotely sensible debate with those who, for lack of better words, I would consider to be opposing trans rights, because there's no sense. It's that sort of debate where, you know, nothing to do with trans, if you say, if there are no clouds in the sky, most people call the sky the colour blue, and they just say, oh, that's, what is it, disingenuous. So I don't, you know, I don't know what Ren's chances are, but interesting to see how Ren might deal with that. So, yep, watch out for an email for me, you know, from me very soon. Yeah, November 2016, when Narry Warren labelled Trumpland by an Age article. Thanks, Roving, for roving around. Investigative journalist of the year, roving reporter on the ball. As I say, it's becoming impossible to have, or not impossible, very, very difficult to have sensible debate, you know, sort of in that sense with trans people and, with trans people, I beg your pardon, trans issues. I mean, what are the real trans issues? I mean, the sort of guff that gets put up in most mainstream media as trans issues really isn't. You know, trans people will tell you that, but we're shouted down. And also, the thing is, I don't see mainstream media grilling the anti-trans viewpoint very often. I can only remember once where it happened, and this was so long ago. It was a commercial TV report where a religious person, a person using religion to justify their views, said trans people will regret their choice or something, and the reporter actually said everyone will, and actually, you know, challenged them on their language. That's about the only time I can remember someone who is seen, you know, as anti-trans being challenged in that way, which is pretty poor. So yeah, let's see what we can do. But I think, having said that, there are ways it can be dealt with if there is a reasonable process and you do get a chance to say what you need. Been playing some music from earlier times today, as I like to say, covering my lived expertise. I'm not older, I just have more lived expertise. But here's a new track. This one appealed to me as it came through the means of communication during the week. This is a track by Whatmore and A Whole Free World, which sounds like a good thing. Let's have it on 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3cr.org.au and 3CR On Demand. Out of the Pan with Sally.
Everyone's entitled to my opinion. It says them having an opinion of their own. I'll take this keyboard and use it as a weapon. I'll take my wisdom and send it to your phone. You're in trouble, 'cause I'm a witness to what you tweeted 10 years ago. Once it's up there, it's everybody's business. And it's my business to let everyone know. I'm a life coach and an internet crusader. Just give me likes and I can rule the earth. No need for justifying my behavior. Well, I'm the savior of the whole free world. My mother's basement with day-old pizza and Mountain Dew. TikTok messiah and internet sensation, but my main occupation is trolling you. I'm a life coach and an internet crusader. Just give me likes and I can rule the earth. No need for justifying my behavior. An internet crusader. Just give me likes and I can rule the earth. No need for justifying my behavior. I'm the savior of the whole free world.
The People's Record is a podcast that looks at race, policing, and public housing. Over 5 episodes, we speak with residents, lawyers, academics, and activists about how policing has evolved and public housing communities are targeted. Listen to us on 3CR in August.
Transfamily is a not-for-profit organization providing a peer support group for loved ones, including parents, siblings, extended family, and friends of a trans and gender diverse person. Transfamily runs discussion groups in person and online. We offer a safe space to share your experiences, ask any questions regarding your situation, and provide peer support. We are especially keen to hear from loved ones in regional and rural Victoria. Donations to TransFamily are tax deductible. For more information, visit transfamily.org.au or look for us on Facebook. TransFamily is a 3CR supporter.
We are family. Get up, everybody, and sing. 3CR, 855 AM, 3CR Digital, 3CR.org.au, and 3CR On Demand. Lots of ways to listen to the great radio that is 3CR, and this program is Out of the Pan, a show covering pan issues, or pan meaning all queer issues, that sort of thing. Roving's had a good idea. Wow, roving reporter, radio broadcaster of the year. Request a reach out to Dimo, as everyone calls him, or Steve Dimopoulos for an interview. That's a damn fine idea. I will get my little fingers moving on that during the week. And positive news, the new Drag Race series is also fabulous. Gosh, how do they set those records for certain distances in high heels. It's not that sort of drag racing. Anyway, coming up on the show, or coming up on 3CR, if you are listening live in around 8 or 9 minutes' time, you will hear the fabulous crew from Freedom of Species. And they have two amazing guests on today, criminologists Cassie Peterson and Stephen Burrell, are going to be talking about gender and animals, e.g. parallels between the treatment of women and animals. Now, that may sound controversial but on the surface, but one wonders, if it's not too far off the button. Sadly, we live in such a patriarchal society. Women, minors, animals treated like, silly people. Well, minors wouldn't know about their sexual orientation, gender identity or sex characteristics. Don't ask them about anything on a census, all that sort of thing. And then we treat animals like slaves, all that sort of thing. Not good. But always great radio listening to the crew from Freedom of Species. And a few other things, yep. We heard from Trans Family. I'm declaring my interest as a committee member of said organisation. The group For Loved Ones is on next Saturday afternoon. Contact via transfamily.org.au for more info. And forgot to mention earlier, we had Go Kindly, our sponsor for the program. Thank you so much for your support of Out of the Pan and 3CR. Really, really great that you've been supporting the show. Now, next week, next Saturday night, no, that's not the second wrestling reference, the Pride Awards are on, and yours truly has to get out the glad drag because I normally wouldn't talk about this, but I've been nominated, goodness me, because there's a media category award, and Out of the Pan has been nominated, which I'm quite chuffed about, to be honest. As Robert DiPiedomenico said at a Brownlow Medals night in the 1980s, I only came along for the free feed. No, not true. I really love this program, and it's quite honoured to be nominated. I think that the fact that to be nominated in itself is quite amazing. Because, I think that, I just love doing the program. It's is the first thing, and to be nominated is, sort of really awesome. There is a People's Choice Award this year, which I would hasten to add, which is not one that I'm up for. And I think you can vote for pretty much anyone. There's lots of good people, could be. Steve Demopoulos, could be Harriet Shing, Joe Ball, well-known people, Mitch Brown, but there's a whole heap of nominations. Here we go. Auntie Annette Zibaris, Bug Cosgrove, Dino Curie, Joel Krauts, Lesbi Run, Liberty Financial, Meron Wake, parent of a trans person. Yeah, Mitch Brown is in there. Natalie Bryan, Ricky Spencer, who's a frequent guest on In Your Face on 3CR, T. Edgedale Hall, and Vivian Lindo. Wow. Great list of People's Choice Awards. Flip an 11-sided coin or something there how you could really go about that one. But I'm just trying to get to the list of nominations for all the categories, which I know they're on social media if they're not anywhere else. Because the media award, I'm up against them, the proverbial stiff competition, as they say, outstanding contribution to media, which is just, really incredible, people from Joy and print media and others. And look, we certainly need all the queer positive media we can get at this time. I'd better get out of here, though, make way for Freedom of Species, take it out today with some Midnight Oil, which I'd forgotten about this song until I played the CD again last night, one of my favourite albums, Place Without a Postcard. What would it be like if Ned Kelly was king? Thanks for listening to Out of the Pan, Stay Difficult and Stay Happy. Catch you next week.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast. If you found it valuable, please consider donating or subscribing to support independent community radio. To find out more, go to 3cr.org.au.